Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I remember some crazy nights, and I'm just so glad it was before the internet, before I could post anything. There were no photos or videos. I feel so bad for kids today. Yep. I mean, everything is going to be online forever, right? I mean,
can't escape.
The good, the bad, the ugly. Okay, time for a quiz. One I can't lose because I am in charge of the quiz. I'm the manager, okay? And you will do what I say when I say, maybe not. DJ and Jordana, and please play along at home. No wagering, no betting, please. No sports book betting on the quizzes. I hear that's a thing. Jordana?
I think we should start betting on these. Like, losers gotta, you know, do a couple of snow angels and a t-shirt tonight or something.
No.
Sorry.
And maybe some heated shorts.
Yes, some heated shorts.
Would you turn down his microphone? Jordana, you're going first, whether you want to or not.
That just means Paul's going to give me really hard questions.
No,
happening.
Hit me. Oh, because he's mad at you.
Yeah, because he's mad at me because he loses my quiz. I see what's happening.
I'm not bitter.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm not bitter.
Yep.
Well, maybe a little.
Payback.
Here we go. Jor, how many snowflakes fall on the planet every winter? Rough estimate. How many snowflakes? A, roughly a trillion. B, 100 trillion, or C, a septillion.
Is a septillion more than 100 trillion?
Yes.
Hey, you're
then I'm going to go with that.
Can you hear clues?
Well,
I'm going to go with as many as you can't count. I don't even know if septillion is a real thing, but I'm going to go with that.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Ring that bell.
How could they possibly count the amount of snowflakes?
It's obviously.
I think that's a load of crap.
It's an estimate. The Library of Congress says this, and so I'm going to bet that they're on the right track. By the way, a septillion is a one followed by 24 zeros. It is a trillion flakes.
Ooh.
Wow.
Every
that's
winter.
A lot of flakes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
DJ.
Yep.
True or false?
Okay.
No two snowflakes are ever identical.
Ooh. Now, I have heard conflicting reports on this. And I think it depends on your, you know, your I think it depends on your theology of the world, to be honest. But I don't think we have time for that. So
what? I don't think so either.
Yes or no?
False.
You are correct. In 1988, a scientist found two identical snow crystals. They came from a storm in Wisconsin. So, and since then, there have been other instances where there have, in fact, been identical snowflakes, identical ice crystals. So
fascinating.
Mm.
Okay. It is what it is, right?
Well done, DJ.
Yep.
Okay, Jordana, how fast do snowflakes typically fall through the air? How fast do they fall? A, 1 to 6 feet a second. B, B, 6 to 10 feet a second. C, 15 miles an hour.
B.
Oh. So close.
I have no idea.
1 to 6 feet per second. About 95% of all snowflakes fall at speeds that are between 1 and 6 feet per second. If that ever comes up in casual conversation.
Okay. As I'm looking at my window trying to calculate how fast they're falling, but again, I don't do math.
You didn't want to convert all your answers into the same measurement,
no.
Paul?
No.
Okay.
No.
There's no need.
Yeah, okay. Continue.
Here we go, DJ.
Yep.
Which city has never reported snow or frost since modern-day records were started in the mid-1800s?
Ooh, okay.
Which of the following U.S. city?
Okay.
No snow, no reports of frost or a freeze.
Okay.
Is it New Orleans, Miami, or Key West?
Oh. Well, I don't think it's New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Miami or Key? I'm going to go with Miami.
Oh.
No. Key West?
Key West. Miami,
yeah.
I remember the winter of 1977, they were making little snowmen in Miami Beach. It snowed in Miami.
Really?
Wow.
Back in the winter of 76, 77.
Okay.
It's exceedingly rare.
Yeah.
Key West has never seen snow. They've never seen frost.
Wow.
The coldest temperature on record for Key West is 41 degrees back in 1981 and 1886.
Okay.
So
good for them.
Thought that was kind of interesting.
Cool. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Jordana, here we go. You're up, Jor. A blizzard is possible when skies are clear and no snow is falling. Is that true or false? A blizzard is possible when skies are clear, sunny even, and no snow is falling. Is that true or false?
Well, it seems like that would be a trick question, so I'm going to say true.
You are correct.
Okay, then explain that. Define blizzard.
Wait, can I guess? Because it's about the wind and the visibility, not necessarily the snow falling. So if you get a bunch of snow and then it has you have a bunch of wind and it whips up the snow, you get a blizzard.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have to be falling snow.
Yeah.
It can be blowing the snow that's already on the ground. And you're right. The criteria, 35-mile-an-hour winds, visibility's under a quarter mile for at least 3 hours. In falling or blowing snow. So
that's cool.
Wait, so that's why you say blizzard conditions, because you could have blizzard conditions for 2 hours and 45 minutes, but it's not actually a blizzard because it didn't make it 15 more minutes.
Exactly. If it's a wind gust or even an hour of winds over 35, it has to be a sustained period. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of which, okay, good job. So whose turn is it?
It's my turn, I think.
Okay, I think it is. All right. The term blizzard originally referred to a type of locomotive train in the late 1800s, B, a boxing match, C, a winter hurricane.
I think I know this.
Boy,
Don't give the answer until I get to go.
Okay. I feel like I've heard this. I think it's the boxing thing, like a blizzard of punches, and then the snowstorm was named after that. Am I right?
Very proud of you.
Look at that.
Yes.
Good for you, David. I'm super impressed.
Good memory. God, I wish I had your memory. Yeah, the term...
Yeah, it is a good memory. I'm super
The term
impressed.
Was
yeah.
used as early as the 1820s to describe a violent blow or series of blows during a boxing match. For some reason, a newspaper in Estherville, Iowa in 1870 used the term blizzard to describe a storm that was going to beat up that part of Iowa.
Wow.
And so they just kind of borrowed that term and took it from a boxing term into a weather term. It caught on quickly with other newspapers.
Fascinating.
And now everybody uses it.
You write for a newspaper. Can you make up a weather term that everybody uses?
Snizzle?
I haven't heard
that. Did you just make that up?
Frizzle? Freezing drizzle? Yeah, I've made up a lot of stuff, but nothing is going to catch on like that.
Okay.
But anyway, who
won?
Who won?
We tied, I think, 2-2.
Two to two?
Yeah. It's disappointing.
That's impressive. All right. Good job,
at least
you
we
too.
Didn't embarrass ourselves. At least
no,
we
you
got
did
to.
Not.
That's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. All right, good job, Paul. That was fun. I learned something. And
well
now everybody
done.
Will remember the blizzard story. I thought the blizzard story is cool. I managed to remember that also. It was like a blizzard of punches mm-hmm. turned into a weather term. It's cool.
Yep.
Good job, David.
Yes.
Excellent job.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.